Welcome on to the call. The head coach is Tony Roach, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning.
Good morning. Hard-fought game for your team up at UMass. You guys come up a little short, 20-3. You've gone back and looked at some film with that one. Give me your impressions on the game.
I thought our defense played very well throughout the game. We gave them 7 points, so we only let up 13. And we had opportunities, and they certainly kept us in the game. We didn't capitalize on some of our own opportunities that we got that UMass gave us, but a real short field opportunity that we weren't able to. And we got the ball down to the two where we didn't get to. And we've been a little bit that type of team right now coming through two games. So I think if we look at the film, we competed really hard. We controlled them. Statistics don't mean much, but we controlled that from a defensive perspective and got a little better offensively at some things.
I was going to ask you about that defense, because after the opening drive of the game that they score, you guys don't allow any touchdowns after that. I think UMass finishes with 264 yards. What impressed you with the way what were you guys able to do so effectively on defense?
Yeah, well, they're a run first team, quarterback run team, a lot of deception with the moving parts. But our kids played real good assignment football, in my opinion. And they also, coaches did a great job of having them fit their gaps. And we made tackles, and we continued to rally to the football. And we had enough negative plays that put them in some longer yard situations, certainly after that first drive. And so I thought they did a great job.
Garthel Flowers Lloyd, we've talked about him a couple of weeks ago, but he was the guy making a lot of those negative plays, 3.5 tackles for loss. Maybe just talk about the impact he had on that game.
Yeah, he had a couple of big plays, certainly throughout the game. He had his correct reads when they were running some of the stuff they were running. He was in the position he needed to be to make some plays. They tried to reverse back at him, and he handled that situation. So good football player with very good college football instincts.
Got a couple questions for you. First, sir, Matthew Mankiewicz. Go ahead, Matthew. You're on the mute, Matt.
There we go. Coach, how do you feel overall about the offense's ability to move the ball? Obviously, you guys racked up more yards than your opponent, and you know, despite whatever happened in the red zone, did move the ball very well.
Yeah, you know, I think our staff offensively did a good job of scheming some things that, you know, Coach Brown does a lot of stuff there, and they're really pressure oriented. We were able to get the ball in our running back's hands. I believe our backs had 8 catches on the day, and we did move the ball and enough. We just weren't consistent enough on finishing plays. So encouraged by it, but I think we can be a lot better.
So what does the future hold? Have you settled on a quarterback for the rest of the year yet?
Well, I think what you saw on Saturday is probably where we're heading. Number 18, Bryden, will be the starter. I thought he really grew up on Saturday and had good poise. And we will use Josh here and there, and he will get some game situational stuff. He's done a great job for us in the red zone on third down, and he could throw the ball, and he did with a big completion on 4th and 2 on Saturday. So I think that's probably where we're headed right now, but it's a long week.
Chuck, your next question from Mike Anderson. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Coach, how are you? Losing Tyson on Saturday was probably the last thing that this offense wanted. What was the injury that he suffered, and what's his status right now?
Yeah, unfortunately, he got hurt on the first play of the game, banged off a 12-yard run, and he has an ankle injury. He's probably day-to-day at some perspective, but I don't anticipate him being back with an ankle injury this weekend. So it's with the doctors, it's nothing that's season-ending by sure, and he's getting treated correctly. But, that's the third running back we lost. So we did -1, -2, and -3.
Yeah.
But be honest with you, whoever watched the game, the Cook kid played amazing. And the Turner kid, who was at receiver, moved back. And, you know, he had a 100-yard game as a true freshman versus Delaware. So we're fortunate and lucky.
Okay, awesome. Now let me just follow up about numbers 2 and 3. So Roland and Seba, they're still out. What is their? Do they have a timetable for return? Are we gonna see them anytime in 2022?
No, they both had surgeries. They're out for the year.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Coach.
Chuck, you touched on Jaden Cook and Tyson's absence, 73 yards. He also made some plays out of the backfield with 5 catches. What does he bring to your team?
Tremendous athlete, physical guy. You know, the interesting part is he spent most of his preseason and spring at wide receiver because we had great depth, but he's adapted back to it. You know, he's a big kid. He's got tremendous agility, and you know, he's still learning the game. He's played very few reps in his career, so I thought that was a real good performance for him against some real good athletes.
What did you feel? I know we talked about the early bye week. You thought maybe it fell at a good time. What was the biggest gain you felt like your team made from week one to week two? What did you see that you liked?
Yeah, I thought we, certainly defensively, it gave us time to get back to the little things. I mean, that's what we did as a full team, and it allows us to heal up. We went into the game fairly healthy, coming off a bye week. The flu got us with a couple of guys, but that's nothing that's in your control. As I said last week, you take the cards that are dealt with you. I would not have picked the bye week in week two, but it certainly didn't have any factor on the outcome of the game.
Your team is on the road at a Richmond team that's off to a 2-1 start. As you started to look at the Spiders, what challenges they present for you?
Yeah, I think number one, they're a very well coached team. I've seen that since coaches come into the league. Defense is very efficient. They have the needed adjustments needed. They've got enough answers to when you cause them conflict, and they play hard and they're physical. Offensively, it's a different offense, but I think the quarterback is certainly explosive, and he's got some great stats, and he's really good when he escapes from the pocket. So I think it's a fairly complete team. You know, when I did my voting in the early part of the year, I had them in the top group of people for CAA, and I think they've proven that on the first 3 performances.
How different you guys have, as you said, you've had some great games with Richmond over the past few years with the new offense that they're running. How much of a challenge is that to defend, and how different is it from what they've done in the past?
Yeah, well, it's really different from last week because everything was run. And, they're spreading out, throwing the ball. I think it's something that they're adapted to very well. Their personnel is adapted to it very well. And, you know, it certainly creates some field things. It's no different than running the football. You got to create your mismatches. They do that by getting in the sets and releasing the number of receivers and overloading zones. And you're doing the run game, you're doing the pass game, and they're choosing to be a little bit more sided in the pass game side, but they can run the ball also.
Mike, do you have a follow-up, or are you good?
Yes, I do. And Coach just touched up on it a little bit, but Richmond right now is throwing the ball very well. You guys are also stopping the pass very well. So what do you guys have to do to slow down Reese Udinski and the Richmond passing offense this Saturday?
Well, he gets the ball out of his hand really quickly. So, pressure will happen at times, but I think you got to contain him, keep him in the pocket, force him to step up to some inside pressure and really got to take away some of the easy throws and make them beat you with the long ball. And I think if you do that, you'll compete well.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
All right. One more for you, Coach, from Matthew Kearns. Go ahead, Matthew.
Hey, Coach, how you doing? I was just curious, in this upcoming game against Richmond, offensively speaking, what do you think you guys can do to kind of help your young QB, Bryden, come along? He had some really nice throws on Saturday. How do you think you can kind of help continue that momentum going into Richmond?
Yeah, we've got to run the ball a little bit more efficiently than we've done. As I said, unfortunately, we're training some new backs, and, that comes with time. But I think we have the opportunity now to hopefully get that done. So I think it's a consistent first down play. Right now we've created way too many in both games, second and 7 pluses for our quarterback. And that's not a great down and distance, certainly when they get into third and long also. But I, as you said, he he really grew up on Saturday in a positive way, and he'll get better and better.
All right, Chuck, thanks as always for your time today. Safe travels to Richmond, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.